to politics in Great Britain now, where last night TV audiences tuned in for a reality show Americans know as The Political Debate.
Will you continue to fund the police?
Yes, of course. But let me give you an example.
Will you match our funding on the police? The answer is no from your manifesto.
Let me give you a very good example.
This is not question time.
Let Ms. Cameron answer your point, Mr. Brown.
It's answer time, David.
What matters
sounds a bit lively. With less than a month until parliamentary elections, the men who would be prime minister met for the first time in British history to debate on television. The spectacle of current Prime Minister Gordon Brown arguing with competitors David Cameron and Nick Clegg prompted a chirping chorus of off-screen commentary. Critics took to Twitter, Facebook, and other websites to chide the candidates in real time. Justin Webb of the BBC joins us now to give his review. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell us quickly the dynamics of the debate. That is, the three of these politicians, who are they, and was there any clear winner?
The positioning was very interesting because Gordon Brown can hardly position himself as a new person with fresh ideas. It's difficult for him to do that. So he has to concentrate on his experience. And in the context of the global financial crisis, that in a sense works quite well, or can work well. For David Cameron, he has to position himself as someone who is leading a completely changed party, because he accepts that the Conservative Party became extremely unpopular. So he needed to convince people that not only that he was a change candidate, that he'd changed his own party. But Nick Clegg needed to convince people that he was serious and needed to convince people that he was much more than just a spoiler. And the interesting thing is that according to most independent observers, he was the most successful. He managed to introduce himself to the British people as a serious person with serious ideas, not necessarily from the left or from the right, but ideas about doing things differently. And that is unquestionably what people are crying out for on a whole host of fronts.
Why, though, is having a debate on TV such a big deal? I mean, after all, your prime minister takes questions from Parliament every week on television, and it's a major free-for-all.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's because it's different, and it allows a much longer interrogation. The House of Commons debate is very formulaic, and they stand there shouting at each other, and there are those lines that are in front of them, and they're not allowed to stand over the lines because the lines are a sword's length apart, and there is a risk that they'll run each other through with their swords if they go too far. In other words, what I'm saying to you is all a bit old-fashioned and out of touch. Television, on the other hand, is not old-fashioned and out of touch with the way people live their lives. Television is an unforgiving medium, isn't it? It goes very close on the face. You famously saw George Bush Sr. look at his watch, of which there's been a lot of talk in the last week or so in the run-up to this debate. In other words, it reveals people, and that's why people were so interested in seeing it.
And, of course, it also focused on important issues, immigration, the economy, crime, the war in Afghanistan. Any surprises?
No, not really. I mean, I don't think you could honestly say, hand on heart, the British people learnt a single thing about policy from this debate. But then, you know, you look at your own debates, and I was based for the BBC in America for 8 years. I only came back last year, so I saw a fair few of the debates, and they were all great fun in their own way, but you didn't really learn much about policy. In fact, the most memorable thing for me was John McCain not looking at Barack Obama in the first debate, and one of the commentators saying afterwards he looked like a codger. And that's what the reason why the British people were so fascinated by this debate, because it has the opportunity to open people up, even unfairly, actually, and give a new perspective on them.
The BBC's Justin Webb joined us from Bath, England. Thanks very much.
Pleasure to talk to you, Renee.